Remembering is an important part of the Christian faith and of the Christian life and of gospel ministry. In fact, remembering is essential not only to our salvation by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ, but also for our thriving as a congregation. Pastor Chris and I were reminded this past week at the Charles Simeon Trust workshop on biblical exposition that we both attended throughout most of the week last week. We were reminded of this vital reality and responsibility that we have, which informs or should inform everything that we believe and everything that we do. Over the better part of a week, we worked through 2 Timothy from start to finish with about 20 other guys. And among the many things that I learned was this recurrent theme and command from Paul by the Holy Spirit to young Pastor Timothy to remember. And by extension of faith and history, we also know that what applied to young Pastor Timothy also applies to all of us who are involved in gospel word ministry. In other words, we're not innovators, as if God wants or needs us to be his clever communicators to a contemporary congregation. We are proclaimers of a word that God himself has already revealed. Yes, in history, and yes, through actual historical human servants. And this word that he has revealed to us is sufficient unto salvation. Paul to young Pastor Timothy and the Holy Spirit to young Pastor Chris, and perhaps most especially to the not so young anymore Pastor Mark, I thank God whom I serve, as did my ancestors, with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers day and night. As I remember your tears, I long to see you that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, dwells in you as well. For this reason, I remind you. So Paul is remembering, I remember you. As I remember your tears, I am reminded of your sincere faith. Now I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and of love and of self-control. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus and what you have heard from me. He didn't say, remember what I've heard, but that's what he's saying. Remember what you've heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, and entrust this to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Verse 8, remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. Paul is reminding Timothy, and now he says, Timothy, remind these men that you've entrusted this truth to. Remind them of these things and charge them before God. Do your best to present yourself to God as, or Awana folks should recognize this verse, as one approved, a worker who have no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. So remembering and reminding is a fundamental and vital aspect of the Christian faith and of the Christian life, and especially the ministry of the Christian gospel from God's word, revealed by him and written in Holy Scripture, the Bible, by his servants in history. So remembering and reminding is also an important part of being a people and a nation. whether First Nations or Canadians, Africans or Indians, Europeans or South Americans, Asians or Central Americans, Africans or New Zealanders or Australians, Afghans or Mexicans, and I suppose even Americans. Remembering and reminding is a part, an important part, of what we do. On Wednesday, we here in Canada and throughout the Commonwealth will celebrate Remembrance Day. It will be the 97th November 11th since that first November 11th in 1918, also called Armistice Day, when World War I was mercifully brought to an end. Hardly anyone still living remember that actual day, November 11th, 1918, by virtue of their own experience. I believe it was last year when the last known soldier who participated in World War I died. Instead, we now keep the memories alive by remembering and reminding from one year to the next and from one generation to the next what happened and why it's important. If we don't do that, if we don't do this fundamental and vital work of remembering and reminding each other continually, then the inevitable outcome is that we forget. So this familiar refrain, which is also a summary of why we remember and why we remind each other every year at this time, you know it, say it with me, lest we forget. And certainly this is relevant for Remembrance Day in Canada and the Commonwealth. As we remember those who served, and especially those who died, to keep us safe and to protect our way of life, that is, in freedom, as Neil alluded to just a few moments ago. And we remember those many who dedicated their lives and the many who gave up their lives, literally, for us. It's also extraordinarily vital and beyond relevant for us as a local expression of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ to remember and remind each other of what Jesus did on our behalf, and not only us, but for the nations, the sins of the whole world. So let's take a moment to remember and to thank God for those who have gone before us, and especially for Jesus Christ, who died and was raised that we might live. Lord, now we come before you, remembering and reminding that freedom isn't free, never has been. And so long as we are in these frail human bodies, sinful through and through, it will always be very costly to protect freedom, to defend freedom, to stand free. Now we remember and we remind each other of those who have gone before us, many of them having given their lives because they believed that Canada or Great Britain, or the United States, or free Europe, that these people and these values were worth fighting for and were worth dying for. And we also remember, and we remind each other, that there is another one who has gone before us and has given himself up for us. One who knew no sin but became sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God. Help us to remember. Give us courage to remind. And to be your people in a lost and lonely and darkened world. Your salt and your light until Jesus comes. In his name we pray. Amen.